All right, you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, good. Finally, let's fucking do it. All right. All right, you start the intro.
How's it goes? Like, welcome to the All Nighters podcast, where we talk all night and all night only. I'm here with the host.
Yo. If it sounds more crisper, then thank God about the fucking mic. Because, yeah, whatever. What's up?
So,
yeah. Do you want to talk about Bill Cosby?
Sure.
It's just funny, new in the cold. Bill Cosby already back in jail after stealing a pack of gum. Oh man! Like if that were true, wait, is that true? No, there isn't.
No.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, if it were true, right? Yeah. That would be like hella funny.
That's just sad.
Yeah, like, after like 35 fucking years, right, of like rape allegations, was it rape allegations or was it like very serious shit?
I think it was rape allegations.
Yeah. Yeah, but like after all those 35 years and just going back to prison just for stealing a pack of gum. Oh man. Like imagine them how fuck. Imagine that the shit he saw in prison though.
I don't know.
Me either. Oh, it's funny to think about. 35 fucking years? Goddamn.
He was in prison for 35 years.
Yeah. He's being released today.
I thought he was only in prison for like 5-6 years.
No. He's always in fucking prison for like 35 for the past 35 years.
I thought he got that many years.
5 years or 35 years?
I thought he got 35 years. Nah, like he was in prison for 35 years.
Oh, yeah, he did. But no, this time he got out. I don't know what I'm talking about because I don't really know about the situation, but
oh, he was in prison for 3 years.
What? Oh, never mind then. Was he facing 35 years?
I guess he was.
Yeah, because I just kept reading about 35 years and nothing about fucking what's it called?
Be like being in prison.
Yeah, for like, yeah, only heard of that.
Says,
oh, look. Oh, wait, go ahead.
He's been in prison since 2018.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah, do you remember in, I don't know if you remember this, but like, there was a situation, not a situation, but like an incident that happened with Cosby. That one, like, he was being let out of the court by some like lawyers and some shit, right?
Yeah.
He cranked his head up like to the sky, right?
Yeah.
And he fucking yelled out, "Hey, hey, hey!" from Fat Albert.
Is that true?
Yes.
I've never heard about him doing that.
But look, it touched it up. It's fucking real. It's really funny. Hold up. If I can search right now, I don't feel like searching it right now because that'll take a lot of time, but yeah. But you can search it up because it's fucking funny. We were talking about Bill Cosby, right? I found an article that says this is the worst president of all time, according to a historian.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this is a president. This is the worst president of all time, according to historians.
And they said that about Bill Cosby?
No, not about Cosby. I just found an article about just like that.
Oh, because we were talking about it, and we just said we found an article saying, like, oh, this is the worst president of all time.
No, I wouldn't like McCosby. What? So first it's Abraham Lincoln, and then it was George Washington. There's 45 slides.
Oh yeah, 45 presidents.
Yeah, it says this is the worst president of all time.
Oh, so it's like presidents were ranked from worst to like best.
Probably. You gotta check number 45. Just, well, who do you think is the least worst president?
Well, the best president in that case. I don't know. I don't know much about politics.
Me either. I don't know about politics.
Politics.
Yeah, I don't really know much about politics. Trump is on the 42nd slide.
So he's like one of the best?
I don't know.
Doesn't that tell you like where it starts? Like, oh, this is the worst and like what?
Okay, no, it just says shit. Andrew Jackson. What else? Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, never mind. So, all the way in the bottom, final score 388, 296, 949. So, let's see what the best president. Oh, okay. What to say? So, it said it tells you the score, right?
Yeah.
Like it says score or something. And yeah, I was wrong. Abraham Lincoln was the best president of all time. About to say. But not Cosby, though.
Because we were on topic about he said, oh, an article that says this is the worst president. And I was confused.
Fucking, oh, it's Bill Cosby. Goddamn. Bill Cosby wore a Central High School shirt when he came home from prison. Alums are not happy.
The high school he went to?
I don't fucking know. I mean, most likely because how else would he get the shirt?
True.
I don't fucking know. Do we have any topics, or is it just Bill Cosby?
Your second YouTube channel.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Yeah, I made a fucking a new YouTube channel. A new shouldn't is more of a. I mean, it is new, but like. What the fuck?
What?
Are you still there?
Yeah.
I just heard like an echoing. I don't know, this lady just speaking. And it was a fucking website, the fucking article. God damn it. But yeah. The new channel is just me just shit posting my bad ideas.
Send me a link.
Yeah, it's on my fucking YouTube channel. But I probably promote it on this podcast. Because my bad ideas are like. Are coming up in my mind like left and right.
Yeah, I watched your video. And you said like how to be gay tutorial.
Yeah. I forgot about that. How to be gay tutorial was one of my ideas. Oh fuck.
So you're gay. So and you're teaching people.
Nah, it's just like it was gonna be a joke. Like I forgot what else. Like I know one of the jokes was like, play League of Legends if you want to be gay.
I guess that counts.
So yeah, it's kind of satirical, but other than that, yeah, I made it a fucking video like at like in 15 seconds. I mean the video is 15 seconds, but it's also 15 seconds is the amount of time I put into it. It's very low effort. I used that fucking MS Paint.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Anyway. I got a fucking discussion thing.
What?
Rancho Gay or Dick Records?
What?
Rancho Humilde or Dell Records?
I don't know, Dell Records.
I still like the, I remember like in my head I was like, Rancho Gay or Dick Records. Because earlier this day I was like, if I were to join, like if I were to be that talented, right?
Yeah.
Which one should I choose? Which one would I choose to join? Dell Records or Rancho Gay?
Like, actually, like, which one to join?
Yeah, like.
Could just go with the one that's more reliable.
Yeah. But at the same time, I just don't want to, like, I don't want to be bored because, like, in Rancho Humilde, it seems like they actually have fun in there. Like, making music and shit. Like, with the, like you never see Dell Records, like, their artists smoking weed, unless are you talking about Christopher? But yeah, I don't know. I'll just choose Rancho Humilde just because it seems more fun there.
What, the other one just seems like more strict.
Yeah, it seems like more fancy kind of thing.
Probably get paid more.
Exactly, just seems more fancy anyway.
I'll do it for the money.
I don't know. I just do it for fun. But yeah. Shark leaps out of water and bites a parasailer in bizarre attack. Did you hear about this one? I don't fucking know.
Real story?
Okay, yeah, I think that's a real story because there's a fucking picture of it, so. The incident occurred last Friday off in Jordanian port city of Aqaba, as reported by the Daily Mail and the U.S. Sun. A 37-year-old Jordan man, who it wasn't identified, was taken to the Prince Hashim Military Hospital where he underwent an operation on his right foot. He lost part of his back foot and suffered severed tendons, torn muscles, and broken bones. He was listed as stable. The shark attack garnered a lot of media. Oh, fuck. We didn't need that. But yeah, apparently just came up and just fucking bit his fucking foot off. Not his foot, but like his back foot off.
Was he surfing?
No, he was parasailing. I don't fucking know what that is.
Oh, I think it's like when you're like on a surfboard, but like, you know, you're there's like, you use like, you're standing up, but like, you use like a stick and like, you know, roll it by yourself. I think that's what it is.
Like, they hold on to the back of a boat kind of thing? Or?
I don't know. What?
It said a parasailing.
Parasailing?
Yeah, parasailer. That's such a, okay, such a pretty.
Oh, I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, talking about weird-ass sports, right? I remember this TikTok where it's like extreme irony, right?
Yeah.
But in like when you search up extreme ironing, it says extreme ironing. So that means it's a sport. Extreme ironing, ironing. Yeah, it's a sport. Apparently, you iron clothes like when you, like, there's people iron clothes on cliffs, cliffhangers, on people. In an article in on the side of a mountain climbing a tree. No, on climbing a mountain. You're just entertaining to see. There's one ironing while riding a horse. God damn. There's one ironing, like, when he fell down and he caught himself between two caves, you know? I don't know how to fucking explain it, but God damn. Extreme ironing.
Sky surfing.
Through ironing.
Yeah.
Do you think you would survive that though?
What?
The extreme ironing?
Well, it depends. Some look extreme and some just look basic.
Yeah. Like, I bet I can, like, iron while, like, jerking off. You know? Like, that's not extreme, but, like, something extreme is, like, ironing while you're in space. Like, not even in, like, a fucking space shuttle. Just in space.
Like, just you, nothing else.
Yeah. And
and a piece of clothing.
Yeah. And the what do you call that thing? The donkey? I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
I know they call it el, and I don't remember. Never mind, I don't remember.
Like,
but I know
what, yeah, the clothes on.
Yeah. That thing. Yeah, what do they call it?
I don't even know.
That's what the fuck. I don't know about you, but like, have you ironed your clothes with a pan?
Oh, with hot water in it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
that's something you learn in the ghetto.
Well.
I mean, it's useful.
It is useful. And I know of that because I have experience.
I always had an iron. I never really tried it without, like, the pot.
Oh, damn. Well, I don't know why, but, like, my fucking iron broke, so it doesn't heat up whenever I try to use it, so I always have to use the fucking pan. But it works, though. It works.
If it works, it works. It's not dumb if it works.
Yeah. And nobody can call you dumb if you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly.
It's all about perspective, kids.
Yep.
What?
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 I don't know. But now, since... But also, I think that switch of bikes to buy my fucking my Bing thing won't stop giving me fucking bikes.
I mean, great. You asked for it.
I mean, I can't, but like this much? Come on, fuck's sake. Really? This many bikes? Well, here's one. Here's an article that I can find. Ed Sheeran pulls the same prank every time he stays at Courtney's Cox house. That just sounds like a fucking... Do you know who Courtney Cox is?
Courtney Cox. Cox. No.
Like with the X. Not with the C-K. S.
Not, I don't know.
Me either. What do I gotta? I gotta fucking search who this person is.
Wait, why?
I feel like I've heard of this person, but I don't know. Oh, she's just a woman, right? She's an actor, a friend, Scream 2, and Ace Ventura. Do you know about actors' names?
Like actors, actors?
Yeah, like actors.
No, only like 5 or 4.
Yeah, me too. The only people that I know really is just like Eugenio Derbez and those kind of people.
Yeah.
Talking about him, like he made my fucking childhood. Yeah, think about it. Have you watched one like Eugenio Sánchez Derbez or fucking La Familia Peluche?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I watched the shit out of that when I was little. That's fucking cool.
Family times back then.
Exactly. But time passes and it's fucking sad though, but do you want to talk about Fast and the Furious now?
The movie kind of trash now. I don't even want to see it.
I've never kept up with it.
I used to. But like when Paul Walker died, like the series kind of fell off after that.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he died, the whole series died too.
Died with him.
Yeah.
Like how, like I saw like a couple of TikToks where they said that like Fast and the Furious has changed a lot because back then it used to be like more about racing and now it's more about family and just doing dumb shit with it.
Yeah, because it was all about like street racing, betting money and whatnot, and now it's like all going to space, like government, like CIA type stuff.
How does it go from betting money in races to fucking fighting the CIA?
It's like that type of stuff, like secret, like government missions and whatnot with like exotic cars.
Like imagine, it just sounds like my fucking. I don't even want to bring it up. Never mind. But it just sounds amazing. It just sounds fucking goofy. No. Like I won't be surprised if like in the next movie, right? They start fucking what's it called? Fighting the IRS because of what they took their car or something like that. I don't fucking know. I don't really keep up with cars. I don't give a fuck about cars either way.
You're not a car person. No.
Are you?
Kinda. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
That's the reason I actually fell in love with cars, because like when I was little, I used to watch like the old Fast and Furious movies, like when it was just about street racing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to watch it like my dad and my uncles.
Oh, them.
Yeah, but now it's just like all going to space, like family, anything's possible and whatnot. It's pretty dumb now.
It just sounds like entertaining to watch, like Mooka Capital Alex.
Exactly, because like now, like you just see Dom like cop out of a truck from like getting shot with 3 missiles with his like tank top all like clean,
still perfect on MS Paint.
Exactly.
I'll pay for like a movie like that, just like a whole movie made out of MS Paint. I want to see how shitty that is. Yeah. That just sounds fucking goofy though.
It is. The series really died.
Yeah, I can tell. I don't know why I never got into it. I just never got time to like watch the fucking movies.
No, you should have. Like the older ones are actually good, but like I think it's like fifth, sixth or seventh, one of those where like it starts to become into like missions and like whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it just falls off.
Of them, but like when does it become like noticeably goofy?
Like actually goofy is probably like, gosh, I don't even know, because last one I saw was the Fate and the Furious, like
the Fate and the Furious,
the Fate and the Furious, like the 8th one, like the last one they made, because that one thing was like they're like in Antarctica, and then there's like a submarine they have to hack it and whatnot, and like it's like all this dumb stuff in it.
Oh yeah, it's all that. That's all the trailer for that. I just never cared for it.
After that, I was like, yeah, this is trash. Cause now they're just like rockets on top of like a charger, like Hellcat going to space.
Oh shit. Wait, did the series end like from there?
Nah, it's
From
still the
the.
ninth one.
Yeah, I know, but like from like the actual racing part.
No,
Like, was
it
it still
ended before
racing?
that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it does start off with like racing, but like it's just like that one scene, and that's pretty much it. That's only in the beginning.
No.
And then the rest are just talking about their mission and whatnot, how they're gonna plan it, the cars they're gonna take.
Why isn't discuss about like how they assassinated the president
Won't be surprised.
in Act Two? Fucking Vin, no, is it Vin Diesel? I don't remember their names. Fucking
Yeah.
one of the characters, whatever. One of the characters looks at the camera and says, "We're gonna assassinate the president."
Of Colombia, like it's just not, but like you should watch the first ones, like yeah, like the race, like street racing ones, like the ones with Paul Walker in it, like those ones are good.
Like when I think was it the seventh that he died in, right?
What?
The seventh or the sixth?
What?
The where Paul Walker died in. Because I remember that like he died on the set, but I don't remember which movie.
I think he died. I think it was during six.
Yeah, it was close then.
Either fifth or sixth, one of those.
Yeah, it was close enough, but.
Yeah.
So after like this, like at least the seventh, it started getting like goofy.
I don't even remember, to be honest. Because the last one they made came out like 3 years ago, I think. Yeah, I think it was 3, 4 years ago. And before that, I don't even remember. But it did fall off. Like after Paul Walker died.
Okay, so it's only when Paul Walker died. It didn't like. I forgot about to say, but damn. By the way,
No, he wasn't even driving in the car he died in.
what?
He wasn't driving. It was some professional race car driver. He was driving the car and then like they crashed into a tree and then I think the car exploded or something.
Oh. So did he or did he not die on set?
I don't know. I think he was a charity. I don't know.
Okay, I gotta switch stuff. I remember hearing that he died on set, but I don't think it's true. Yeah, Paul McCartney. You know about Paul McCartney, by the way?
I don't know who
Paul McCartney.
heard of him. Oh, wait. Oh, he died during production of Furious 7.
Oh yeah, that was right. That's kind of.
Either he wasn't on set, but they were probably making it. Then he died, like, when they weren't filming. No.
Gotta check. Rhoda's died.
A little bit of a trouble.
Someone burns. November 30th, 2013, about 3:30 p.m. PST. Oh yeah, you weren't right about the charity reach.
The what?
The charity reach.
Yeah.
So was it that the seventh that I started getting like goofy, or was it the eighth?
Pretty sure it's like 7. Well, around there.
Yeah. That's when you like start noticing it. Not noticing it, but like what, that's when it like, actually starts.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure it wasn't like that until Parker died, but I mean, I've had to guess because I've never watched any of the movies.
You should watch the old ones.
Yeah, I should. I'll try to one day to buy them. Let's buy them, but like watch them. On that topic, right? You know, watching movies. I don't know about you, but like I find movies fucking boring now.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like watching movies. I don't like just sitting. I just either fall asleep or I have to watch them in a movie theater. Other than that, I can't watch a movie.
Well, what made you switch up on them?
Nothing. I was just always bored of movies. Like the only movies that I sat down and like actually watched was like, I don't fucking know, The Joker and like some kid movies. Like when I was little. The most recent one that I remember like watching was like The Joker. And that came like it came out a year ago. No, 2 years ago now. So I don't really know where to go with that.
I forgot. I think it was Furious 7 where there's like they're in Dubai, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like they sneak into this party, I think it was, and like mm-hmm. they take their car and like they like drive it off a skyscraper into another building.
That's cool.
And that's just doing too much right there.
I know. Well, like that's also cool in my perspective, I don't know why.
I mean it is, but like how do you go from street racing in LA to going being in Dubai like in some rich dude's party?
He's driving to another skyscraper.
Exactly.
Yeah, like I was about to say, like it just doesn't fit the theme of Fast and Furious. It's an action movie.
I don't even know what the point of the movies are anymore, to be honest.
Family.
Because all I remember was the last one, they were in Antarctica, and that's it. I don't remember anything else from it.
I was also confused, like, when they were in Antarctica, because, like, once I saw the trailer, I was like, then what the fuck are the movies about? Because I never knew what they're about, right?
Yeah.
And, like, it's made me more confused that they were in Antarctica, and, like, the recent one, they went to space.
It's pretty confusing now.
Yeah. Do you like movies like that, though? Like, action movies?
Well, it depends. Mm. If they're like actual, like, action movies, not like Fast and Furious, is like all different.
Or Taken.
Yeah.
Either Taken 2, it was Taken 1 or Taken 2. But I've heard that, like, in Taken, one of those two movies, right? There's this famous scene where, like, there's 15 shots of this guy just leaping across the fence, and it takes like 30 seconds. It was like, I don't know why, it just took so long, but, like, it was a fucking ton of shots. Just him just leaping the fence.
I don't like those types of movies.
Yeah, me either. I think that's why I found like movies boring at that. Like, I was watching kind of those with my family.
I mean, there's probably still some good movies, but like, you just have to find the right one, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I just found the worst, shittiest ones, probably.
Netflix adaptation.
Yeah. God damn it. Fucking Netflix. Do you binge watch Netflix shows or are you normal?
What do you mean by normal?
Not been watching Netflix shows?
Well, shows no, but movies sometimes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I haven't really heard anyone saying like, yo, you heard that new Netflix show and whatnot, like
me either.
I just never hear anyone talk about Netflix, like an actual Netflix show.
I feel like most of them are boring. Like, cause they're either boring or like they're very bad.
Well, it's Netflix. What do you expect? They're not like actual, like all Grammy nominees, like movies.
The only one that could be a nomination, but I don't think could win the Grammy though. Is it the Grammy or no? I'm thinking, fuck.
Oscars.
Is it an Emmy or
Oscars? Yeah.
Oh yeah, Oscars. Is fucking Stranger Things.
That's a show.
Yeah, I know. That's why. Like, the only show that I could think about and that could have an Oscar nominee is a fucking Stranger Things.
How many seasons does the show have now?
I think it has only three. I don't remember. I think the fourth one's gonna be on like in 2 years. Don't fucking remember. I gotta check because I remember watching 13 Reasons Why, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, when I came back to it, like, a couple months later, there was like six more seasons. I know. And like, I just got fucking bored of it. I got bored of 13 Reasons Why, like, pretty fast after like the second season. Have you watched it, by the way?
No.
Oh man, it's. I don't know how to describe it, but like, it's not really sad. It's just mind fucking and pretty like not I don't fucking know how to say this, but like it opens your eyes basically.
And so, Stranger Things, I searched how many seasons does it have, and it says four.
Four.
The Duffer Brothers did say they would probably have four or five seasons of the show before calling it a day.
Yes, this is debuting in 2022. Hold on, what?
Yeah.
Man, that could be premiering seasons four. This is three seasons. What the fuck? And by the way, oh yeah, I forgot to mention, but like, have you watched Stranger Things?
Yeah, I watched the first two seasons, like when season two was brand new.
Oh yeah, when
And
like,
that was like years ago.
yeah, I know. Like
That's
when
the last time I watched it.
that was like when they were like fucking kids. It was two fucking kids. Still look like kids, but like, I mean, still are they still kids? I don't fucking remember.
The actors are probably like in their like
Eight,
19s,
probably, yeah,
late
probably.
teens.
Yeah, yeah. Finn Wolfhard is 18.
Damn, he's young.
Gayton is eight. So they're all 18, basically.
18.
Yeah. How? What the fuck? Joe Carey is Joe K 9.
29. Who's that?
Steve
Who's Steve?
from Stranger Things.
Describe him.
Like he wait, have you seen season three or no?
No.
Okay, then he was the one with the bat, and what's it called?
Oh, the jock?
Yeah, the
Is he
jock.
what? That's what he's supposed to be? Yeah.
Yeah, he's 29.
Damn, I thought he was like 22.
Yeah, me too. God damn, I thought like
Jesus Christ.
he God damn. Okay, so the older ones are like mostly. Like the youngest one is Noah Schnapp.
Okay.
Yeah, Will from. Yeah, Will.
How old is he?
He's 16.
Damn, he's like 1 year older than us.
I know. God damn. And then Caleb is 19.
I don't even know who that is.
Here's
Sorry,
my answer.
what? He cut off.
Caleb
Is a Lucas. Oh, shit, I forgot their names. All I know is how they look. I don't really know their names. Forgot.
Yeah. Oh, now what?
How much time left?
Oh,
15 minutes.
all right, I forgot to tell you, but like, if I forgot to mention this, but like, I don't know about you, but like, scary movies at this point are like fucking goofy.
Oh, they're more like comedy movies at this point.
Exactly. Like, I laughed at The Conjuring 1, I think. What was it, The Conjuring 1? The first Conjuring movie, right? What? I misspelled conjuring, right? And it says conjurous sex. No, oh, fuck, I read that wrong. Conjurus Rex, not sex.
Oh.
Never mind. That was wrong. Conjuring. Fuck. Oh yeah, have you seen the third one? The devil made me do it.
No, I don't even remember the last horror movie I saw.
The last horror movie I saw was was It, I think.
What?
It.
It.
Yeah, It. Pennywise.
I think that was the last one I saw too. I saw it in theaters.
Me too. No, I saw It 2 in theaters. I didn't see the first one, though.
I saw the first one in theaters. I never saw the second one.
The second one was... It was okay.
Okay, but... Is the first one better, then?
I don't know. I can't really compare them two. Because... I don't know. They're just equally as good as each other. Because... One's more longer than, like... Chapter 2 is more longer than the first one. Like, I think it's like 3 hours long, while the other one is like 2 hours long.
Damn, yeah. 3 hours.
Yeah, 3 hours. And it was fun to watch, not gonna lie. The glow ups and the glow downs that they had, and the memories that they had too. It was okay to watch in theaters. They also killed this kid in the back of a staircase.
They did?
Yeah. Oh, Pennywise did, but... Yeah. What were we about to say?
Did you watch the first one? Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Because I was about to say, like, why would you, like, not watch the first one, but just see the second?
Yeah, exactly. Like, the only reason I would do that if the second one is a prequel. Yeah. But other than that, I wouldn't do that. That's just like that's like listening to a concept album on shuffle.
I guess.
Yeah. Like, I don't know about you, but like, do you listen to albums on shuffle?
No.
Me either.
I just listen to an album like from start to finish in order.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know how people can listen to them like on shuffle.
Exactly. God damn. I want to send that clip to my girlfriend because she listens to fucking music on shuffle.
How? That's a psychopath right there. How? Just. Because, like, when I listen to a song, I'm like, oh, I know what song is next. And then if it's, like, a whole different song, it just kills my mood. Like, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, it doesn't. And also if it's a concept album, it ruins, like, the whole concept of the album.
Exactly.
That's just... Yeah. I think it's because she only listens to, like, not only, but, like, she doesn't listen to concept albums that much. He only listens to like albums that just have actual music.
Oh man, those I understand.
Yeah, though. Yeah, like
it's just the song and like they're just like it's just the song that
they like. Yeah,
has to it.
There's like no, it doesn't need no order. It's just an album.
Yeah, but like if it's a concept album, then no.
She's
a psychopath.
She was about to. I don't know if you listened to The Dark Side of the Moon, but. That's a concept album, right?
Yeah.
And like she was about to listen to that on shuffle.
About to.
Yeah, but before I stopped her.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
I mean, at least you stopped her.
at least. I just can't. I can't do that with shit.
I mean, I don't care if you do it or not, because, like, I'm not you, so, like, I'm not listening to the same, but, like, that still triggers me.
I know. It triggers me, too, because, goddamn.
It's just like someone putting milk first, then cereal in a bowl.
Ew.
That's just how I see it.
That's just like putting what's it called? Numbered books on the wrong in the wrong order.
Or just like putting like a sandwich, like before you put mayonnaise on it, first you put the cheese, lettuce, and everything like on both breads, then you put like the mayonnaise on top of that.
Who does that? Like I've never, I don't know about you, but like I've never seen that.
Don't know, I just thought about it. Someone probably does.
To whoever, if one of you people fucking do it, comment down below. Do we even have comments on the Anchor?
I don't even know.
I mean, we do have reviews on Apple, so on Apple Podcasts, so we could just review that. But other than that, like, oh, God damn it. What were the? Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised though. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody actually did that. Did you ever watch SNL?
Saturday Night Live.
No, Super Mario Logan.
Oh, they said SNL.
Yeah, it's easy to get confused between the two of them.
Super Mario, what?
It's Super Mario Logan. Hold on, I'm sending you a screenshot because it's difficult to understand this content.
Try to describe it.
So, there was this character, right, named Jeffy, that,
Oh, yeah.
yeah. I think I already asked you this, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone used to watch that in sixth grade, I think it was.
Used to watch it like in third grade. Like before Jeffy became a thing.
Is
I
it
was
like
watching before.
good or?
The jokes are good, not gonna lie, because some of the shit that they put right is like I remember they were playing the board game, right? And then when like they're playing headbands. Oh yeah, I showed you this clip, but
Oh, the
like
clue.
yeah, that clip. But there's also these other jokes that they put in, like, oh, they're also playing headbands, and then one of the headbands says church, right? And the other one's clue was they shot you up last year, and like, oh, a church, man.
What?
Yeah, like, they put the headband on, and like the other guy's clue is they shot you up last year.
They shot him in the church.
No, like
You
no.
said you said you said you said they he said they shot you up last year, then you're like, oh, a church.
Yeah, like they shot up a church, like in the like in that year.
Oh.
Yeah. And when they came into the bar of soap, it was hella gay, because one of the clues was like, you rub them all over your body, you rub it all over your body, and like one of the guys said like my hands, something like that. I remember, but it was something about the bar soap. I don't remember, but the jokes were good before Jeffy came. Talking about that, like the shit that they put on like a new viewer's recommended is fucking disgusting.
Like what?
Like, hold on, I gotta check, but I know there's like some like bratty Roblox shit.
Oh.
It was fucking, it was cringe. Like I'm not even gonna lie, like I remember seeing a fucking like two Roblox characters. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Roblox, I don't know about you, but like, a Roblox has changed a fuck ton.
Like how?
Like, back then, right? It was just kids. But now, it's just like people like this.
My ex best friend Emma. Just why?
I don't know.
begging emoji, heartbreak emoji.
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting, the shit that I put, the shit that I put.
It's just cringe.
I know. I hate it. Also, have you seen that video where, like, the bratty shit video? I don't remember what it's called. It's not called anything, it's just a fucking TikTok. But I gotta see it because what's it called? It's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Describe it.
Let's say it's very trendy.
Trendy.
Yeah, well, I'm just sending you the video because yeah. As George Floyd said, our generation is clearly lost. Completely lost, man. Like,
it was kind of like glitched.
Oh, yeah. The fucking. Our generation is completely lost. It's completely lost.
I know. My grandpa died. I killed him. There was a blonde little girl. Oh god, I mean, hold on. Oh girl, that was me, I guess I took your man, oopsie.
the way you read that.
Why?
You sound like a lawyer. You read that like you were a disappointed lawyer just reading a defendant's statements and shit. That was funny.
It says, "All right, your little brat, go to your room." I don't know what to do. I'm calling Joseph. Hey, Josiah. Sorry, this is Josiah's mom. Where's Josiah? I don't know. Say you have to buy me Robux. Okay, I'll buy you. Yeah, buys 80 Robux. Don't be shy, put some more. Okay, you can have more. Oh, okay.
Don't mind me, by the way.
That's just weird. What did I even watch?
Oh no. But I watched it as well, so.
Oh yeah, like you said, like if you watch something weird, I have to watch it too. Remember that?
What?
When you used to send me those weird TikToks, you said if I have to witness it, you have to see it too.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I didn't even open them anymore.
No.
Whenever you sent them, I just left you on scene or just, I don't even know. I just didn't look at them.
Not seeing some shit that scarred him today. Fuck that.
Nah.
Yeah, I understand. Because the shit that's on my For You page is disgusting.
I can tell.
I know. The horrible shit. I don't even know how come across the TikToks, but sometimes it gives something good. It gives something good because there's hentai.
Hentai.
Not like actual hentai, but like hentai, basically.
What do you mean?
Like soft, very softcore hentai, basically.
Oh.
Like where you can barely see their ass, basically.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Not like some dildos with fucking anal beads with tied up, being cummed on their face and being creamed
all up. Alright, you don't have to describe that.
That's hardcore porn. There's none of that on TikTok. You think Pornhub will sponsor us?
What?
You think Pornhub will sponsor us?
No. Who do they sponsor?
That's a good question. Well, some of the they sponsor someone who tries out their dildos, handmade dildos, and I don't know.
I guess sex toys.
Yeah. Probably. Or someone just, I don't fucking know. Someone who just, what are you talking about again? Alright, dildos.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might sponsor someone who, I don't fucking know. Fucks. They might sponsor Johnny Sins.
What?
Might sponsor Johnny Sins.
Probably.
I hope they do that, Polar. All right, we're back.
All right.
So what are you saying?
You said they probably sponsored Johnny Sins.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, Johnny Sins. I forgot about that. Yeah, but Johnny Sins, right?
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah, whatever happened to Johnny Sins?
I don't know. Isn't he a porn star?
Yeah, but there has to be some details about him.
I don't know. All I know is that he's known
for porn.
Yeah, and for having multiple jobs, plumber, astronaut, doctor,
a firefighter.
Man must be hella rich and smart.
Exactly. I like to think about he had to get a college degree. He had to go to NASA. He had to go at all these fucking places just to fucking film porn.
Imagine.
I mean, that's a bonus too. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. I mean, being an astronaut alone is already a lot of money.
Exactly. Plus a doctor, a firefighter, a police officer, a detective, and the fucking porn star.
Facts, bro, probably bringing in millions.
Do you think someone could be richer than well, not Bill Gates, but Jeff Bezos is do that much?
Probably, but the question is that even possible?
All manual labor?
Yeah, being a doctor, a police officer, a firefighter, an astronaut, a plumber.
I forgot about the plumber. I'm talking about the plumbers, right? I remember seeing this video where this. I don't think he was a plumber because he flooded the whole house.
What?
You flooded the whole house.
Who?
I don't know. Just some guy, some fucking Mexican guy trying to fix his bathroom sink.
Oh, I saw it. What was his name? I forgot who posted it, but yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
And then they had a vacuum cleaner there too.
Yeah, I saw it through Critical at Peckham Zero.
Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie, yeah. You also watch Charlie?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny as well. But yeah, the vacuum cleaner. I like the vacuum cleaner, like, multiple.
And then the fact that wasn't it like hot water and that got his skin hit.
I forgot about that. Like, man was fucking dying in there. He still determined to fix that sink, though.
Yeah. The water pressure was too strong, too.
I know. I wonder what they're doing now, because...
Like, the whole place was, like, just flooded, like an inch of water.
I know. Almost exactly like an inch of water, because I remember, like, the vacuum cleaner didn't help.
Yeah.
That was funny, though. Just to watch.
I wonder, how did that even happen?
Yeah, how did that happen? Did it, like, just fuck the sink?
I don't know. Like, it was just all out of control.
I know. Like, the amount of shit that, like, they had to do just to, like, flood the whole house.
But they couldn't prevent that?
Nope.
But it still ended up flooding the house anyway, so. Good job, I guess.
I mean, at least he was determined to fix it.
He tried his best.
And that's all that matters.
That must be just Fast and Furious.
Family.
All that matters.
Yep. Anything is possible when you have family.
Oh, man. How goofy does it get? Like, what's the goofiest thing you've ever seen in a Fast and Furious movie?
So far, it's just... being in Antarctica, hacking a submarine, I think they did. And, like, they're driving in the ice wire, like, people shooting at them and whatnot. And just the submarine, like, just jumps out of the ice. And then, like, they have to, like, oh, fuck. Like, they're just racing to get somewhere before, like, something happens. And just, yeah.
Oh, man. That just sounds like some shit that I would have. Would have like wrote,
yeah,
because I don't want to bring up the past. Like last year, I had a situation. I'm gonna leave that up in the air because I don't want to remember that part of my life. But it just sounds like something I would write, but. Is that the goofiest thing, or does it get any goofier than that?
It probably does. And, like, driving a car, like, in a skyscraper, driving it
yeah.
into another one.
That's some, like, Ibu Knievel type shit there.
Yeah, in Dubai.
Oh, yeah, that was the Dubai part. I forgot. Oh, yeah, I also played the old-ass game Portal. Remember that?
Is it like you're like in the robot? I think you're a robot, but you're like the portal gun.
Yeah, it has a portal gun. What you're thinking about is Portal 2, which you're actually a robot.
There's two games?
Yeah, there's Portal 1, which is like the normal one, which you're a human. And the second one is where you're like you're a robot and like you can play together.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I played that, right? Yeah. I played Portal. And I never realized that, like, how old the game was until, like, I actually played it.
Like, how old? Jesus Christ.
It's, like, 11 years old now.
Jesus. 2010.
Yeah. It's a good game, though. The kick is a lie.
Yeah. Like Black Ops 1. It's an old game, but like, it's still a good one.
Yeah. Have you ever played a Portal or watched it?
No.
It's a good game. I want to say fun because some of the puzzles are like tedious.
Oh, it's a puzzle game?
Yeah, dude, kind of a puzzle game because with the portals you have to like solve puzzles, and with a portal gun you have to like put portals in different locations and like time it correctly.
Oh, no,
Pretty.
those are my type of games. I like those.
Yeah, if you want, you can try them out.
I'll try it one day.
Yeah. Because it's easy to play too, because it doesn't need like a good fucking, what's it called? It doesn't need good shit to play with, and because in computers you need like some dumb shit to like play certain games.
You do?
Yeah, like you ever wonder whether like people buy PCs instead of laptops?
Because laptops like don't work that well.
Like there are like there's some raised like gaming laptops for that, but like mostly laptops that like don't function with a lot of games. And people just buy like build and buy PCs because they need that for to buy specific games like I know Modern War like not a more I think yeah, Warzone is one that like most PC players can't play. Because their PC is not strong enough to play that, so
I think it'd be taking up like 100 gigabytes.
yeah, exactly. And like, and the fucking what's called, and having to buy all that shit just to play that game, fuck that. Just buy a PS4 at that point.
PS5.
Yeah, that too. But if you loan money, if you can't. Yeah, never mind. Yeah, PS5, because a full PC like costs about like 1,000.
Down.
No, 3,000. Like, if you want to really like the best one is like 3,000.
Is it worth it though?
I mean, kind of it runs like everything.
I mean, yes, you also have to be good at games. Like, I don't think you should buy it if you're gonna go like let's just
You're
say like,
garbage at Modern Warfare.
yeah, let's just say multiplayer. You get like 7 kills and like 27 deaths.
You get 7 kills. You get 0 kills, 27
You get like a 0.03 KD.
deaths. You get like two, one people per like 27 games.
Facts.
Yeah, at that point, you shouldn't buy a PC like that, but.
At that point, like a console is just fine. Like put in your living room TV, nothing else.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper too.
I mean, if as long as you're having fun, it's great. But like, I don't think spending like 3,000 on a PC just to be trash at it is
Yeah,
worth it.
I know. I don't think it's worth it. Or yeah, I don't think it's worth it buying a $3,000 that not talk about PC just to fucking go into Explorer.
Exactly.
Just buy like $200 one, which is what I did.
And does it run smooth?
It does run smooth. I just
No.
can't play like most games, but it still run games. Oh, fuck off! Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because my computer wants to sleep. Yeah, alright. I was scared for a bit, but yeah. I don't think you should spend that much money on a fucking PC.
Unless you're like a professional gamer or something.
Exactly like Ninja. Unless you're Ninja.
Yeah, or like FaZe or whatever.
Yeah. Or yeah. Especially like it's such a waste of money if you like buy a 3,000 PC, $3,000 PC, and like you play with a controller too.
Okay, now I don't understand those people.
I don't know.
It's like, what's the point of buying a PC just to use a controller?
Don't know.
Like some people just do it for the graphics, but like what's the point? Like personally, I don't really care much about the graphics unless it's not like that bad, you know?
Yeah. Like if I can see how shitty it is, then I will care. But like as long as I don't see how like shitty it is, I really don't care.
Like if it doesn't really affect you that much in the game, then it's fine. It doesn't
Yeah.
matter.
Other than that, like, no. Nah. I don't know how it looked like on a PC, right? Like the graphics on it. Like the graphics better be like high quality if I'm playing for a $3,000 fucking PC.
Max.
Like it better be like crisp. I better see like every pixel of that fucking. I zoom in.
Like, you better see an ant.
Exactly. If I zoom in, like, with the my fucking scroll wheel, right?
Yeah.
I better see, like, it's still 4K shit.
Exactly. Because sometimes, like, you zoom in, and it's just, like, terrible.
Yeah. Horrible. Horrendous. I don't know. Do you think, also, talking on that point, like, do you think that the fucking PS5 is worth it?
What's the difference, really?
Like, it's the controller is like the big difference. Like, from what I've seen, the controller, like, it has adaptive, like, something I forgot, but
like in the console, like, in like the actual like experience, like, does it like actually change a lot?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, there's a lot of fucking layouts, like, the. Like, what I've seen, the fucking gameplay is, like, more smoother. It's just more faster overall.
Then I think it's worth it for, like, its actual price. You know, like, $300 and most expensive, like, $400, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But then we got, like, resellers. They're like, oh, no, the cheapest one, $300 for, like,
$2,000. Oh, fuck.
Like, no one's going to buy that.
Like, $4,000 for exactly. A fucking PS5?
Unless people are, like, desperately want it.
Exactly.
Or just really rich and can't get it anywhere else.
Yeah, that's what happened to Charlie, didn't it? Or, like, a fucking... He got...
Either 800 or, like, more. Because he couldn't find it anywhere else to buy one.
I don't remember.
Probably, yeah. Also, if you were to buy the PS5, would you fucking buy it on the... What's it called? Would you buy the disc or the digital version?
Digital.
Yeah, me too.
Because like, you have more space, and I just think it's just better.
Yeah, it's more convenient, too. It's very convenient.
It is.
Like, yeah, like, I get if it's like you're collecting, like, game boxes and shit, like that.
And that, you should get the, like, disc one.
Yeah, if you're collecting the shit, but like, other than that, yeah, I just buy digital if you just want to play the game.
Because it's also like a pain just like having to switch the disc and like every time you want to play a different game.
Yeah. It's kind of like vinyl because it reminds me a lot of vinyl because people complain about like switching the, flipping the fucking disc to play the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. Like, I understand if you're collecting it, but, like, yeah. And also, with the, I don't know if it's true. I think it is true, but, like, with the Nintendo Switch, that you can have an SD card full of games and switch the SD card, so you can play any game you want.
Can you?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, now that's actually useful.
Exactly, when I first heard about that, like, I was, wow. I gotta check, though. Because if it isn't, then it's, that's good. But other than that, if that's true, then, Oh, wow, okay. What's it called? Only micro SD cards can be used in Nintendo Switch console. The Switch size... Due to the slot size, SD cards and mini SD cards not compatible with Nintendo Switch. Are micro SD cards included with the Nintendo Switch system? No, micro SD cards are sold separately. So yeah, basically you can.
Damn, that's really useful.
That is really useful. Because if you want to play any game, right, on the Switch, like if you buy like that many games, right?
Yeah.
You can just switch on out and just play the games that you have on that. But the only problem is that like you'll never know which one you have in. True. Like you're trying to find a specific game and like you already have like fucking 100 SD cards. And by the way, is that there many game is are there that many games on fucking eShop?
I don't even know.
I wouldn't be surprised. Because the amount of Mario games and fucking games in general, wouldn't be surprised. Fuck, I forgot what I was about to say. I know I was going to say something. Oh, right, I remember. So, what's it called? I know this is an old topic, but like, whatever, I'm still keep bragging on it because it's my favorite game, not of all time, but like, my second favorite game, Doki Doki Literature Club Plus came out.
The what?
Doki Doki Literature Club Plus came out.
Really?
Yeah. After like 4 fucking years of the original game.
Is it good?
I mean, it's okay. I didn't play the full thing, so yeah, it's okay for now. Like, isn't it really different from the original game? Just like added new features, not features, but like new stories and shit. So right now, I'm just going through that, just reading that shit. But other than that, it's good. I played through the actual game again, and it's still kind of the same, but like just like with a few added details. I felt like a dumbass because, like, when I tried to do one of the things that the game originally tells you to do, I looked in the game directory, and I felt stupid.
Why?
Because I looked in the game directory, not in the actual game. So.
Oh.
I felt fucking dumb. But whatever, though. It's a good game, though. Still. And, yeah. What other topics do we have? Where?
I don't even know.
I swear I had a topic before, but I remember now. Okay. I just got curious about this, right? But like, what's one place where you wouldn't live?
Mexico. Like, wait. What do you mean by that? Like, actually, like, live, like, for the rest of my life?
No, like, where some place that you wouldn't live? Like, if you could avoid it at all costs, which, I don't know, place would it be?
Pakistan.
Yeah. But why though?
Cause I don't know. It just looks like terrible over there. Like all the like bombs and whatnot.
Oh yeah.
Gunfire.
That reminds me when like I played Papers Please, right?
Played what?
Papers Please. It's a game, but like about you're in You check people's passports to let them in or not and shit and all that, right?
Yeah.
And there's like terrorist attacks that happen to you and all that shit. And like they tell you, like one of the guys tells you, like it's worse in here than it is in some places. That's what people want to move out and shit. So yeah, I get people like moving out like of Pakistan too.
Imagine someone saying, I want to live there as my dream home.
They want to get killed.
Yep.
They want to be dodging bullets.
I also won't want to live in, like, North Korea.
Detroit. Oh.
Because, like, just the rules are just, like, so damn strict.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, North Korea, Africa. I remember why. Okay, yeah, North Korea, right? Because isn't like there a rule where like you can't say anything about the Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or else you get killed or something. Or the camps? Was it the camps or
Yeah.
was it like you're getting killed?
I don't even know, but I think China has concentration camps.
Oh, damn.
I think they do. Well, that's what I heard.
Well, I think Korea does too. No, at least North Korea, at least.
Yeah.
I don't know about South Korea.
I haven't really heard anything bad about South Korea.
Mean, that just.
So it's always North Korea.
Yeah, I know. For some reason, it's really strict.
Yeah.
No, what's it called? Was it? Communist China still a thing, right?
I think so.
Hold on, I gotta check. Communist China. Yeah, still a thing, okay. Yeah, founded in 1921. It's still going strong. Not strong, but it's still going. Yeah. It's whack. You know how communism works?
Nope.
I think I have an idea, but like I don't know the full thing. I think it's like if you work for something, you have to share it with other people around you.
So you can't like keep anything to yourself, really?
Nope.
That's good.
I know. And like capitalism is just that, the opposite of that. Like you can keep your shit. Where we are now, you buy it, it's yours, and yeah. Nobody else's kind of thing. But yeah. That's the only thing that bothers me about fucking communism. Well, actually, I don't even know that much about communism, so. Yeah. How do you think living in the Cold War was like?
Terrible.
Probably. Because didn't the Cold War like, what's it called? Wasn't it like just states, like little ass countries fighting little ass countries?
Think.
Because Russia and United States didn't want to go to fucking war themselves.
Yeah, I think.
How do you like how much nukes do you think it will take to destroy all of Earth?
Depends, like all of them, or like a specific one, or.
Like if all countries and everyone decided to destroy the Earth, how many nukes would you think it'll take to what's it called? To destroy the
Destroy
whole
Earth.
planet.
I
Yeah.
don't know, because isn't there like different kinds of nukes?
I mean, yeah, but like the only difference between them is like, that they
Have.
have basically. Yeah.
Don't even know.
I'm guessing it would take like from both fucking what's it called? United States and Russia.
I don't think the United States has nukes.
Anymore?
Don't think so. I don't think so. So I don't know. They could have. Hold on.
I mean, if they do, then they do have the power to like just fuck everything up when they wanted to. Like, if they partner with Russia, then yeah. Because I remember reading something where, like, it said that both United States and Russia could have destroyed the whole entire planet if they went to actual war, like nuclear war.
How many nukes are in the U.S.? 6,185 nuclear warheads.
God damn.
God, Jesus Christ.
Fucking Christ.
That just caught me off guard.
6,000 nukes.
It's like warheads. I don't know what the hell that is, but I'm gonna just assume they're like weapons.
Yeah. Like nuclear warheads, like actual like nukes.
Yeah.
How much Russia has right now? Since the Cold War ended, I don't imagine they have that much.
I'm about the same.
Yeah. Okay.
6,400.
Who makes these nukes?
Scientists, engineers.
I know, but like, how?
Hazmat suits, probably.
Bro, well, how? Like, not cool, but like, do you think you would survive in a nuclear warfare?
It depends how far they are. The nukes drop.
Yeah. Also, this is an interesting topic, but like, this is an interesting topic, so. What apocalypse would you survive? Would you be most likely to survive? Zombie apocalypse, a nuclear apocalypse, a virus apocalypse, or an ice age apocalypse?
All right, what are the last two?
I forgot the other one, but like the ice age apocalypse.
And what's that?
Or like everything is like basically the whole world is like Antarctica.
Nah, I think I'll probably survive more a zombie apocalypse, but it depends on the zombies, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it depends. Like, oh, I think I can. It just depends, you know?
Yeah, like, if they're, like, zombies, like, in round one of Black Ops Zombies, then, yeah, we're good.
Well, I'll be having fun, not gonna lie.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I don't think I'll even be, like, doing anything else. Like, if they're all like that, like, just weak and slow. Ooh, that would just be fun, you know, just killing.
Yeah, just like if we build a car, like, full of... Have you seen, like, Mad Max?
Yeah, like, those types of, like, armored cars and vehicles.
Yeah.
Bro, that would be fun.
Just powering through zombies and shit.
And they're, like, weak as hell. Like, if you can just, like, punch them, like, one punch man, that'll be even better.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like,
because, like, that way you're just running around and, like, you won't stop until you actually get tired. Like, you're gonna enjoy yourself while you're killing, like, the zombies.
That would be cool, never mind. I feel like, I don't know about you, but, like, I feel like a zombie apocalypse and the Ice Age together.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
To be honest, I don't think the zombies will last that long because, like, it's like a cold place, and if it's like Antarctica, then I don't think the zombies will actually last that long. Or maybe the strongest ones would just barely do anything.
Yeah.
Because, like, if they're like, it's pretty much dead meat, and then like their flesh and everything would just freeze up, not like making them move that much. I think that's how it works. I don't know.
I only asked because, like, that reminded me of Origins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The robots.
Yeah. How cool would it be to, like, just look at the fucking robots?
I mean, it would be cool and scary. Like, if you don't know where you're going to do, then, or, like, go, then that kind of be scary. Because, like, what if you're sleeping, they just stomp on you?
I like that idea.
But it will be cool.
would be hella cool. Like, I want to see something like hella giant in the sky. I don't know why. Like, have you played, not played, but like, have you seen Majora's Mask, Link's Zelda game?
The what?
Majora's Mask.
Isn't it like heart shaped? I think no.
Yeah, it is.
Oh yeah.
Like the at the end of the game, like the moon comes down on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I want to see a Link's perspective, like the like a giant planet you can see. That would be fucking scary.
You would.
But honestly, pretty cool, not gonna lie. Just look at like a fucking giant planet on the sky. In the sky, man. But that's not something like I want to experience, like something, just watch something giant just fly in the sky.
I want to see the Northern Lights. You know what that is?
Just tell us, right?
Huh?
It's weed, right?
No, the Northern Lights?
Yes, weed.
It's not weed.
I swear, there's a weed. There's weed is, some of the weed is called classified as Northern Lights. Hold up.
Look, hold on, let me send you a screenshot.
Northern Lights. Hold up.
Look.
Yeah. Northern Lights marijuana seeds.
Look at
that. Oh, yeah. I always knew, like, I've always seen them in movies, right? But I never knew what they called, what they were called.
Like, I want to see this, like.
Yeah, me too. I always thought that they were called auras.
Nah.
I thought they were called auras, but I was wrong, I guess.
Yeah.
Northern Lights is that's the name, but like, I don't know why nice. I never thought. I don't know why I never knew the name. All right, go ahead.
Because it's like, because as you can tell, like it's like big and like bright, so like it's like nice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it'd be interesting just to see it.
Yeah, I know, right? I feel like, what are the chemical reactions to, like, for that to happen, though?
I don't even know.
I don't know either, but it just sounds, like, interesting. So kind of interesting. Goddamn, we've been going for, like, one hour and 40 minutes.
All right, so I found it. It says, bottom line. When charged particles from the sun strike atoms in Earth's atmosphere, they cause electrons in the atoms to move to a higher energy state. When the electrons drop back to a lower energy state, they release a photon light. This process creates the beautiful aura of Northern Lights.
Oh, okay. They're just cooling down, just heating up back up, really.
Just really, like, get much of this type of stuff.
Mm, okay. We've been going for like 1 hour and 40 minutes. God damn.
This is like the longest one so far.
Yeah, I think so. Because normally we go for an hour.
I mean, I haven't gotten bored. We've just been talking nonstop.
Yeah, this has been cool. Goddamn.
I mean, do you just want to end it?
I mean, sure. I mean, yeah. Goddamn. This is long ass talk.
Don't you still gotta cut some stuff?
Yeah, so yeah. It's probably gonna round up to like 1 hour, like 30 anyway, so. Or no, like even shorter than that, like longer than that, like I don't know, like 1 fucking 39. I don't know, but yeah. Yeah, it was nice talking to you. So now we got Who's gonna answer now? Me, right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys in the next one. Hold on. Don't end yet because yeah. Subscribe to my new channel. Subscribe to my new YouTube channel. Sheep's bad idea shit pit. And yeah. So, do you have anything to plug?
No. Send me a link to your channel, though.
All right. I'll see you guys next one. Bye.